What is going on? You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And this is Open Mic at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. And, it's been a week. Everybody, I hope you had a good Valentine's Day. I hope you were able to have a special moment with that special person. Or if there was not a special moment with a special person, I hope that you had a special moment with yourself and also a special person. Because, you know, if you can't have fun with yourself, who can you have fun with, right? But, so this past week has been pretty good. Not a good time with the old fam and what have you. But I rewatched a show recently called Midnight Mass, one of those Flanagan bits, you know. And, man, the last time I watched it, I wasn't really paying attention. It was when it came out. I think it was 2012 when it came out, and I watched it like a year or two after that. I don't remember when exactly. And, you know, it was creepy. It was cool. It was a nice little twist on things. Warning, if you haven't seen the show, I'm probably going to spoil something inadvertently, though I will do my best not to do so. And, what's really neat about it is that the whole show is really kind of a conversation about, I mean, overarching faith. What is it to you? How do you use it? What does it mean? What does it do for you? And what do you have faith in? Which was kind of interesting to me, too. But, it's an interesting topic because right now there's just so much crazy stuff going on. And it's personally kind of hard to have faith in people I don't know at this point. But, you know, okay, let's take it back a step. So this show, it's set on an island, a very small island with a small community of, I think it's less than 200 people. And their main industry is fishing, which has been suffering because, and I'm not telling you anything you're not going to find out the first episode, like first 5 minutes. But the island's been suffering for quite a while because of a big oil spill that happened a few years back. I'm not 100% certain when. But, you know, before that, there was lots of fish. After that, not so much fish. And what was there, you couldn't eat for a long time because of the pollution. So you got this small community, and kind of at the heart of this community is their church. And the man who ran it for many years, who has recently gone on a trip, he's gone on a pilgrimage, and so the town has been making do without their main priest, and then this new priest comes in, and he's taking over while the other priest is kind of resting and, you know, taking care of things. Actually, in the hospital is what he's claiming. But so this new priest comes in, and they start having services again. And what's really interesting is that the bent he kind of watch the show. It's very interesting. Anyway. But faith in this show gets kind of dissected in a lot of different ways. And there's characters who use it kind of traditionally, like the priest. You know, he's preaching faith in you know, whatever deity you may believe or not believe in, whatever power, to heal the community, to bring it together again, to build it up. And then there's another character who uses faith as like a weapon and a shield, and they're really tricky with it. And, you know, you can't, as a faithful person in this church, you can't argue with what this character says, but as a viewer who's not part of the community, you're just like, they have no sway over me, and they're full of it. And but I guess what made me really put together today's topic and playlist and what have you based off the show was the music. And there's a whole lot of, I'm not making any sense today. Too much coffee, not enough thought. But anyway, the music in this show uses a lot of a cappella hymns. And while I was listening to them, like I haven't been to church since I was 11, and I'm not like a hugely devout person or anything like that. But listening to the music, you can't help but just like feel something and be moved by it. And like the sonorities of the harmonizations, the way the lines move. I don't know. I'm a classically trained musician, so it kind of spoke to my love of counterpoint, which is a basis for a lot of these things. But so that has nothing to do with today's playlist either. In fact, today's playlist is a lot of electronica. But when I was looking for music for today's show, I was looking for that feeling. And so, I don't know. maybe you can just sit back, relax, and listen to some tunes that evoke feelings that make you calm down and just take a minute, because clearly this is something I need, because my brain is all over the place. But yeah, so first couple of songs today, they're a little bit longer than usual, but the first one is from an artist called Adnu Mikoza de Resistance, an MRN. I'm not sure how to pronounce the MRN, but his song apparently off the album Southern Lands. And then the second song is Michael Scott Dawson's Summerette from his album Guitar, Solo. And I think we should just get right into it, because I'll be talking for years otherwise. So here we go. Thank you.
music, or do you like technology? Or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
What is up? It's Open Mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald. It's CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. And yeah, okay, so I had a minute to calm down. Because I think, honestly, like, talking about faith is scary for me, especially on air. And so I'm going to try and get back to my point talking through this show. So what was interesting for me about these characters in Midnight Mass is there are basically, like, in my view, two camps that fell on a certain ideological line with their faith. There were the people who went to faith because they were afraid of death. And there were the people who went to faith because they were accepting it in the end. And what was really kind of interesting is that the priest, in my mind, went to, like, his faith was renewed and formed and powered by his wish for immortality, basically. Like, he was hoping, like, he saw this supernatural source of eternal life, and he wanted to share that with the world because he was like, I believe this is God's plan, and da-da-da. And there's this one woman, oh man, the actress who played her was so good. The character's name is Beth. And reminds me of this conversation between George R.R. Martin, Game of Thrones writer, and the kid who played Joffrey. After the first episode aired, he's like, "Congratulations, everybody hates you." And I was like, dang, this lady's a very good actress. And she played that character very well. But that character, like, she was afraid of loss. So I should say, like, people feared loss and different things, and a lot of it was death. But for her, she feared loss of her church's power, and in her own eyes, her own power in the community, if people stopped going to church, if they stopped believing, they stopped doing this. Then there were characters who were going through really tough times in their lives where they were suffering loss and they were afraid of it, but then their faith helped them accept it and move on from it. And the show is, I mean, it's a Flanagan show, so you know it's well written. The Flanagan brothers, I guess. And it's really well directed, really well acted. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend watching it. If not for the reasons I'm talking about, if just, you know, to enjoy a good creepy supernatural film that takes a new twist on the old, I can't say without spoiling terribly. So I'm not going to say. But it's a good twist on an old standard in horror, and I think you should watch it. But, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. Watching the show made me think a lot about, what am I afraid of losing? What things have I been afraid of losing in the past? What losses have hurt me that, you know, that have been hard to deal with? And what amount of, or what kind of faith? Because, like, some of these characters, like, there's one character in particular in Midnight Mass who is he's an atheist. He didn't start that way. He studied all these religions to try and find his faith again, and in the end was like, no, I mean, I'm done with that. But he still had faith, just not in religion. He had a conversation at one point about what does he think death is, and he went the scientific route with, like, the DMT? The burst of DMT at the end of your life, and you just relive everything, and it's beautiful and it's amazing, and you see all the people that you missed and had conversations with, or, like, moments in your life that were important right before the end. And it was interesting because everything that he was talking about And then another character that he's having this conversation with, they turn to interconnectedness. And that's what kind of guides their faith. They're like, okay, I'm not afraid of loss or dying because we're all connected. We're all here forever, whatever. I'm probably not making a lot of sense. This is one of those things where it's like, it's hard to talk about when there's not another person to bounce things off of. But yeah. Anyway, I was so heat up, I forgot to talk about the previous songs. We just heard Odno Mikosa de Resistance and MRN, apparently, from Southern Lands. Michael Scott Dawson's Summerette guitar solo. And let's get into some more music. We've got Lori Torres' Correspondences from her album Après Coup, and Ida Diana Maidstone's I See You from her album Angel Food. And I think it's time for some music.
Thank you.